You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now, we're heading south. We're going south. Speaking with Dee Dee Dowdle, who is the Communications and Marketing Director at Auburn University. War Eagle, Dee Dee.
Hi, War Eagle. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You said that very well. Considering you're not from the South.
Well, I have a lot of family, actually, that went to Auburn and was visiting there not long ago, so I have family still in the area. I'm the one Yankee in the bunch, but that's another story. We wanted to call you a sad story that's gone on campus lately. For people who aren't aware, there was a gentleman arrested today who allegedly poisoned two trees, 130-year-old trees that are an important part of the Auburn University history.
That is correct. The Tumors Oaks are about 130 years old, that's correct, and have from several decades now been the object of some spirited celebrations where after victories, most recently the national championship. It was probably seen all over the country at that point, and everybody takes toilet paper, rolls the trees, rolls the town, rolls the campus. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm actually looking at some pictures online right now of the trees in all of their toilet paper glory after some big wins. For folks in this area, it's kind of like our Sparty statue here at Michigan State University.
Sure,
I mean, it's where you go to get your picture taken all the time, after Spartan victories and so forth. So that would be as close to probably as we've come. And I've seen these magnificent trees before. There was an arrest made today. A man from Alabama apparently has been arrested and charged. Can you give us any background on that at all? Or?
Well, I can't because we need to let justice serve its course. I can't really comment about him or the investigation, but yes, an arrest was made. The Auburn Police Department was on this case from day one when this person went on air and claimed to have poisoned the oaks. And of course, when that happened, the Auburn police went one way investigating, and we went the other. And the next day, we're out taking samples, a very complex process, and shipping those samples sending them here in-state to our lab, but also shipping them out of state because there were such a high number of them. And took a couple weeks to get those results back, and they weren't good, up to 65 times the level that would be needed to kill the trees. So.
And for folks, I guess what I didn't explain is that apparently the gentleman who's been arrested, in his words on the radio, he said he had poisoned the trees with an herbicide.
That is correct. It's I wouldn't even try to pronounce the long name, but it's commonly known as Spike is the retail trade name, and this version of Spike, the ADDF, is just a very powerful herbicide. It, you know, it takes, you know, to kill up to 3 acres. It can take I don't even know, somebody said a large cup. And once it gets into the soil, it spreads very effectively, and it is used typically to kill trees on pasture land, very commonly used in Texas or along right-of-ways, and it's used to kill them for up to 3 to 5 years.
And do the officials think that these trees can be saved at this point?
The general consensus from all the experts on campus and off is no. We won't know for sure, and miracles have happened. The treaty oak in Austin, Texas, is a classic case study. That tree did survive after something similar happened back in 1989, 500-year-old oak, but it didn't survive as well. It's never been as healthy. But because of the dose, because of the toxicity of that herbicide, and because it's been such a long length of time, we've had some extremely wet weather, there is a host of factors that can contribute to just not making the prognosis good.
Well, that's a sad story. I mean, because a tree, a 130-year-old tree, that's not something that can be replaced. But when you and I had a moment to talk earlier this afternoon, you said the calls, I may have been one of the farthest away, you said, but the calls that have come in for people who want to help and do something, that's got to kind of lift the spirits down there that people care.
I think the outpouring, even though we certainly would have expected that from the Auburn family, I think the outpouring of support from other schools, even some of our arch rivals, and that would include that certain school across the state. but you know, had the outpouring and you know, for instance, those universities and including Alabama, other schools have asked, you know, if there's a fund they can contribute to. So it's really been nice to see that.
And so, I believe efforts are being made to try to obviously do everything you can to save them. But if not, you'll start the process of doing something else memorable at that corner if they can't be saved, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely. And as you can imagine, we've had probably 4,000 or 5,000 ideas about what we can do that quarter so far. And everything from bronzing the trees to fly in and oaks from other places. It's just amazing, the creativity and the concern and the willingness to help. It really is, it does lift your spirits to read some of that and realize that the people so far away, you know, just really true sports fans, or people who and university fans, just get the traditions, you know, and traditions mean everything. Every university has their traditions, and it just mean everything to them. And you know, you just don't disrespect that, and I don't think true sports fans do. So
well, and I think you say is that school across the state is response is just showing that you may be arch rivals, but when it comes to this kind of thing that goes on, they don't want to tolerate that either, not for anybody.
No, we're rivals on the field, but nobody wishes that kind of harm to either school, and that's it's been nice to see that confirmed.
Well, and you know, Michigan State University is a huge agricultural college. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll make some phone calls and we'll have a 5001 idea for you.
Yes, actually, they're right there with Auburn. Auburn and Michigan State, both land grants, both have a history of agriculture, forestry. So there's no shortage of experts, I think, on either of our campuses. So.
Well, that's very good. Dee Dee, I know you've been crazy busy answering the phone today and manning calls of concern. I thank you for taking a few minutes to spend time with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dee Dee Dowdle, who's the Executive Director of Communications and Marketing at Auburn University, talking about the trees that have been poisoned at Toomer's Corners and on the Auburn campus. Sad story. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.